You are listening to Verb a Minute, where words do remain.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the podcast series Right the Wrongs. Every Wednesday and Friday, Right the Wrongs raises public awareness and pressing human rights issues and creates an incubator of activism. Migrant wives are in great distress in Singapore. A lack of journalistic publications on the matter of family violence experienced by migrant women in Singapore makes this issue worthy of discussion. The lack of awareness exacerbates the problem migrant women face, as some Singaporean men use this to their advantage to continually abuse their migrant wives without intervention from legal authorities. As a bit of background, there are certain procedures and requirements that have to be fulfilled before a migrant worker can become a citizen or permanent resident after being married to a Singaporean spouse. Typically, the person has to petition for their would-be migrant wife to the Singaporean authorities. This delicate time to process immigration formalities are used as leverage by some Singaporean men. This power dynamic often turns into abuse. According to the official report by the UN Refugee Agency, factors such as income or whether the applicant plans to return to Singapore for work or national service may contribute to the decision of whether the application is approved or denied. Women make up 70% of migrant spouses in Singapore. A publication by Aware, based on scientific research, noted that migrant wives called the helpline twice as much as local women, indicating that this power dynamic impacts the way that migrant women are treated, despite their cultural integration into Singaporean society, with some even having children in the country. One such caller, Nora, name changed for protection purposes, had filed a personal protection order, or PPO, report against her husband when she confronted him about his cheating scandals. He was shocked that foreigners had that power. This prompted him to make threatening statements as he realized the predicament that Nora was in. She was only in a long-term pass visit, and her rights were limited. Nora reported on the helpline that despite withdrawing the PPO report after pleas from her husband, he still continues to batter her. Nora has since moved out, and on the day she called the helpline, she said that her husband had just kicked and punched her. Migrant women who have children are found to be at a higher risk of abuse, ranging from divorce to separation from their children. This is because they lack the resources to financially support themselves. From 2016 to 2018, 137 migrant wives called the Women's Helpline. The number one topic often brought up is divorce, followed by family violence, children's custody, uncertainty over the right to remain in Singapore, and housing. Despite the abuses, migrant women are afraid of divorcing their partners. This is because they might face separation from their children, as they lack the resources to financially support them. One such problem often overlooked by Singaporean authorities is the disparity between lower paid foreign workers in comparison to foreign talents. Despite 47% of Singaporean residents being foreign born, a higher number than the United States, their acceptance into Singaporean society remains unclear. That's the end of today's episode on migrant wives in Singapore. Feel free to engage with us on Facebook and Instagram, and join us for further discussions on a Telegram group, or leave us a comment at theverbamanitpodcast@gmail.com. This episode was written by Tatiana and Shania, recorded by Mason, produced by Ines, and brought to you by Right the Wrongs under Verb a Manit. Next episode of Right the Wrongs will air on Wednesday. You can find the program wherever you find your podcasts, bringing you detailed updates on pressing human rights issues. Until next time, take care.